This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal government calls for vaccine developers and neighboring countries to avail more vaccines against COVID-19. Prime Minister Shivraj Deva and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold telephone talks. Talks centered on strengthening bilateral ties. CPN UNL seeks clarification from 22 lawmakers for casting vote of confidence to Prime Minister Shivraj Deva, breaching party whip, and UK and EU accused China of carrying out major cyber attacks earlier this year. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to call for the vaccine producers and neighboring countries to avail more vaccines against COVID-19 in grant or through procurement. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, said the cabinet meeting held at Singhadarbar today decided to call for the additional vaccines. Meanwhile, the cabinet also thanked the neighboring countries for providing essential medical supplies. The cabinet also decided to announce Sindhu Palchok and Monang districts as disaster vulnerable zones till mid-October. The meeting also decided to grant public holiday on the 21st of July on the occasion of Bakr Eid, the major festival of Muslim community. The cabinet also cancelled the appointment of 11 Nepal ambassadors to various countries made by the previous government. Government spokesperson Karki also informed that the number of flights to India have been increased to 3 times a week from once a week. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured early supply of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed that in a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Shivraj Deva today, the Indian counterpart assured the COVID-19 vaccine supply to Nepal. On the occasion, Indian Prime Minister Modi congratulated Prime Minister Deva on his appointment to the post of Prime Minister. The Prime Ministers also expressed their desire to further strengthen the bilateral ties between the two countries. Likewise, Prime Minister of Pakistan Imran Khan has congratulated Prime Minister Shivraj Deva on winning the vote of confidence from the Parliament. The Pakistani Prime Minister extended his congratulations through his Twitter handle. The Pakistani Prime Minister said Pakistan looks forward to further deepening its cordial ties with Nepal and would continue to work closely with Nepal on issues of common interest. Prime Minister Shivraj Deva has directed health officials to ease the vaccination campaign of the US-granted Johnson & Johnson anti-COVID-19 vaccine. Inspecting the Jorhat-based orthopedic hospital today, Prime Minister Deva directed the health officials, to make the vaccination process easy and smooth to the people. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deva reiterated that his government's topmost priority was to ensure COVID-19 vaccines to all the people. Prime Minister Deva also visited Trivuan University Teaching Hospital at Maharajganj, Bir Hospital-based COVID-19 Central Unified Hospital, and the Patan Academy of Health Sciences to oversee the vaccination drive. U.S. Ambassador for Nepal Randy Berry also joined Prime Minister Deva while visiting several vaccination centers. Meantime, the Kathmandu Metropolitan City has begun administering the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to people from 50 to 54 age group from today. The metropolis has fixed 28 vaccination centers. During the 3-day campaign, persons with full and severe disabilities belonging to A and B categories, the refugees living in Nepal and health workers and janitors who missed the previous campaigns would be inoculated. The U.S. government had granted 1.5 million doses of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to Nepal under COVAX facility. The Central Committee meeting of the CPN UNL has decided to endorse the 10-point proposal and implement it accordingly. UNL Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gavale informed that the Central Committee meeting held at Lalitpur-based Tulsi Lal Memorial Academy decided to endorse the proposal after extensive discussions. The CPN UML has also decided to ask for clarification from 22 lawmakers who cast vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sherbhadra Deva in the parliament yesterday. Party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyamali said the lawmakers who crossed the floor were asked to submit clarification by 24 hours. Party spokesperson Gyamali added that the action against them would be forwarded after their clarifications. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हेलो
के गर्दैछौ
हाम्रो बिहेको सपिङको लागि आको नि बाबा मम्मीसँग
ए हो र अनि मेरो लागि के किन्दैछौ
बाबा मम्मी यति हुनुहुन्छ के सोच्नुहुन्छ होला उहाँले मलाई त कस्तो लाज लाग्छ भरे राति बोलौँ न ल
अहिले फ्री वाइफाई छ क्या अफिसमा बुझ न भरे कसरी गर्नु
मेरो हुनेवाला श्रीमानज्यूलाई यति पनि थाहा छैन कि क्या हो एनटीसीको अनलिमिटेड नाइट भोइस प्याक राति 10 बजेदेखि बिहान 6 बजेसम्म
अब रात तपाईको
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back now more news. The Ministry of Health and Population has registered a total of 2,245 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal in the last 24 hours. Likewise, 1,258 people have recovered today, taking the total recoveries to 633,332. This recovery rate now stands at 94.7%. Meanwhile, 32 people have succumbed to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. With this, the total death toll due to COVID-19 has reached 9,582 as of today. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has urged the educational institutions not to enroll students before results of the Secondary Education Examinations SEE. Education Department of the Metropolis has warned of stringent action against the educational institutions if they were found taking enrollment in grade 11 before the publication of the SEE results. The educational institutions have also been asked to fix fees to be charged for grade 11 and 12 students as said by the National Examination Board. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. The UK and EU have accused China of carrying out a major cyber attack earlier this year. A BBC report states that the attack targeted Microsoft Exchange servers, affecting over a quarter of a million servers around the world. The EU was the first to put out a statement saying the attack came from the territory of China, while the UK blamed that Chinese state-backed actors were responsible. However, China has denied those accusations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has urged caution as most legal restrictions on social contract are lifted in England. There are now no limits on how many people can meet or attend events. Face coverings will be recommended in some spaces but not required by law. The Prime Minister, Chancellor and the Health Secretary are self-isolating and their warning cases will surge. Some scientists are predicting that UK infections could reach 200,000 a day later in the summer. And the general weather forecasting for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Sudur Paschim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government calls for vaccine developers and neighboring countries to avail more vaccines against COVID-19. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Deva and his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi hold telephone talks centered on strengthening bilateral ties. CPN UNO seeks clarification from 22 lawmakers for casting vote of confidence to Prime Minister Sheerbahadur Deva, breaching party whip. And UK and EU accused China of carrying out major cyber attacks earlier this year. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. Please also log in to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. And next news in English is at 8 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.